Philip Sampa, Pierre, for the observing care today. The date is 08/30/2025. The patient is 4. Melissa Perales. Perales spells P-E-R-A-L-E-Z. Melissa spells M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Date of birth is 09/19/1982. This is a 43-year-old female. If her annual physical examination. Next paragraph, Miss Melissa indicated that she has not yet established a primary care provider and has not had her basic screening examination, namely her pap smear, her annual pap smear, her mammogram. Labs. She stated that her last mammogram was approximately 2 to 3 years ago. Her last pap smear was many years ago, period. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient reports a left shoulder / scapular pain. She said the pain sometimes radiates down to her finger and causes her finger to go numb, period. She indicated this pain has been there for approximately a month or more. She denies shortness of breath, denies diaphoresis, denies trauma, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Family history, cancer and diabetes. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies are none. Next paragraph, a physical examination. See a patient is alert, oriented, in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure is 128 over 82, pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, left shoulder. Is tenderness of palpation in the medial aspect of her scapula. No step off. She has reduced range of motion with abduction. She reports discomfort when with abduction in the scapular region, period. No deformity, no scapular winging. Next paragraph, HEMT normal. Next paragraph, next for range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities except for her right shoulder. She bears weight well with no anthalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, sense normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affect and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is neuropathy, left upper extremity. Assessment number 2 is physical examination. Next paragraph, today we did the following. EKG. EKG is normal sinus rhythm. No acute injuries demonstrated. Ventricular rate 92. QRS is narrow. No ST segment elevation. No Q waves present, period. Next paragraph. Labs are drawn as follows: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication, gabapentin 100 milligrams. She would take one POBID for 30 days. Number 60. Next paragraph. Patient was given a consultation for a mammogram. She was also referred to a OBGYN for routine pap smear, as she has a preference for a female examiner period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.